Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the things that unfortunately, many of us disregard or are rather unaware of, this is a better way of saying it, we are unaware that Hazrat Zahra salam alayha has left behind such great acts of worship for us to benefit from. And this can be found in the books of dua, in the books of salah, in the books of supplications, and so on and so forth. So one of those particular prayers that she has, you know, left behind for us to benefit from is this one that is told to us by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam quotes, and again quoting and mentioning about his mother Zahra salam alayha, that when something terrifying happens, so something happens to us and we are scared, right? Maybe something natural such as thunder, lightning, an earthquake, besides obviously the thing that is wajib, which is the salat of ayat, I think, which is compulsive for us to pray, the Salat of Signs. There is this thing if someone is really scared. Or for example, something happens and you know you are just really scared about something. The Imam says that perform two units of prayer the way Zahra salam wa alayha would pray. And then he explains it. He says, recite Surah Hamd, so Surah Fatiha, followed by Surah Tawheed or Surah Ikhlas, that is called Huwallahu Ahad, 50 times. In both the units of prayer. So in the first unit, you recite Hamd and then 50. And then you continue. So Ruku, Sujood, you get up. You start again. First Surah Hamd, then 50. Surah Tawheed. And then you continue. Then you finish the Salah. Right? So you do your Tashahud, your Salam. And then you raise your hands. So before you raise your hands, you send salutations. So you send a Salawat upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, wa ajjal farajahum. Then raise your hands and say. So there's a very lengthy dua in which she mentions. I will just read the first paragraph of this dua. She says, O Allah, I turn to you through them, and I ask you by their great right, the gravity of which is not known to anyone other than you, and by the right of the one whose right is great in your right. Who is she speaking about? Allah. And by your beautiful names and perfect words, which you have commanded me to call you by. I ask you by your great name, the name you commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to call the birds with, and they responded coming back to life. And by your great name by which you commanded the fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim and Itansul. And then she continues in mentioning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of fear, in terms of grief, this is a dua. And one of heirlooms that Hazrat Zahra salam wa alayha is left behind for me and you, my dear brothers and sisters, to benefit from. They're not just there to remain in the books. These have great spiritual benefits for all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us aware of this great treasure that we have within the Shi'i spiritual and these du'as and prayers that we have in these spirituals, in this Shi'i school of thought. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.